The photographer Greg F. Walker won a Pulitzer in 2012 for showing a discharged veteran in 2007, whose name is Brian Scott Ostrom, who went to the Iraq War when he was 18. In result, he got diagnosed with PTSD and is making a lot of panic attack. The first photograph was taken from above, where we can observe Scott, who is in the center, covering his mouth to calm a panic attack in his apartment in Boulder, Colorado. He has his eyes closed, he seems to focus on his breathing. He's sitting on the couch, his head resting on the couch itself, looking toward the ceiling. The color of his sweatshirt is the same as the couch. The only source of light is also coming from the ceiling, probably from the flash of the camera, which is concentrating on the face and the hand of Scott. The rest of the photograph is underexposed, leading to the fact he put himself in the dark to maybe calm down more easily. There is a stark contrast between the source of light and the rest of the photograph. This photograph shows the consequences of the war, how it affects people by changing their lives completely. This second photograph was taken from the right corner of Scott's bedroom. There, we can observe Scott in the middle of the room, laying down with his dog in his arm. Scott said that he cannot sleep correctly without getting nightmares about his time in the army. His dog is for him very therapeutic because, due to his condition, he used to release his emotion on his friend and feeling guilty just after. But his dog, whose name is Gibby, was always there for him. Apart from that, we can notice that his room is quite tidy, which contrasts with Scott and his dog, who are the only messy area of the room. Once again, the photographer seems to have enlightened Scott, but this time with his dog, with the light coming from outside continuing on the wall behind them. In the background, his open door lets us see the inside of another room, which has a light red. The red color gives the impression that it's all Scott's bad memories that he wants to forget by hugging this dog. This photograph shows the relation between a human and an animal and how they can affect each other. The last photograph was taken during the night with the figure of Scott in the foreground, who's looking at an evening storm. A lightning bolt is crossing the sky, appearing on Scott's left and above him. It's taking an important space in the scene by being the only source of light, making a stark contrast with the rest of the photograph. It can represent the way Scott sees his life, a broken life. Three big fir trees are in the background, surrounding Scott like predators and him as a prey. They are maybe the reflection of his nightmares that haunt him. We cannot see Scott's facial expression, but his black figure reminds us what he's going through. He said himself that he feels guilty about what he did during the war. He qualified himself as a brutal killer. However, now that he's living a normal life again, he wanted to try and feel human once again. But it's difficult for him since when he's trying to feel human, he feels even more guilty. For him, this is the only reason that he can't eat, because he feels guilty and sick toward himself. This photograph shows how nature can be the reflection of our emotion and thought.